The title for this conference is Signs of Spiritual Progress. One of the main tasks of a spiritual director is to give encouragement to the directee, to encourage a person to keep struggling and not to abandon the journey of faith because of failure or discouragement or an apparent lack of progress. This can best be accomplished by pointing out any authentic signs of spiritual progress that may be observed in the life of the directee. Another word for this is called affirmation. The director must, in every session, show some kind of affirmation and encouragement to the directee, because discouragement is one of the greatest of all enemies to our spiritual life. The story is told that the devil was having a fire sale. He had more instruments to tempt people to sin than what he needed. So he was selling all of these various ways to get people to fall into sin at half price. He had all of the various ways displayed here on this storefront, and the man came by and was curious and was looking over the various ways the devil had to tempt people, and finally observed just a simple wedge in the back of the counter, and there was no price tag on it. And so he asked Satan, what about that wedge? And the reply that Satan gave was that that is the wedge of discouragement. That is not for sale. He said, I can dispose of all the other ways by which I tempt people to avoid being good. As long as I keep that wedge of discouragement, I will be able to have all the souls that I want. And so it is the task of the spiritual director to help the directee overcome discouragement by affirming that person, encouraging that person, by pointing out to them the signs of spiritual progress that are present in their life. At the same time, the director should also teach the directee how to discern any authentic signs of spiritual progress in his or her life. Another way of describing this particular conference is that this is a conference on the discernment of spirits. How do we discern whether we are being led by the good spirit, the Holy Spirit, rather than by an evil spirit or a merely human spirit? St. Ignatius Loyola treats this topic of discernment of spirits twice in the spiritual exercises of the 30-day retreat, once in the second week and again in the third week. He speaks about trying to distinguish between consolation and desolation. One of the signs of the Holy Spirit leading us is that it gives us consolation. Actually, the word consolation in the spiritual exercises is similar to our word peace, peace of soul. When we have consolation, when we have peace of soul, this is a very good sign that we are under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Whereas when there is desolation, a lack of peace, That is a sign that we are being led by some other spirit than the good spirit. St. Ignatius, after dealing at great length for many pages with this whole question of discernment, finally comes to the conclusion that the real, most authentic sign of spiritual progress is the one that is given by Jesus Christ in the 7th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel in the Sermon on the Mount, namely, by their fruits you will know them. As Jesus puts it, do you ever pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from prickly plants? Never. Any sound tree bears good fruit, while a decayed tree bears bad fruit. A sound tree cannot bear bad fruit any more than a decayed tree can bear good fruit. You can tell a tree by its fruit. In the 5th chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians, verses 22 and 23, we are given a list of the fruits of the Spirit. This particular text is an excellent text to be used as signs of spiritual progress. Paul, first of all, in that 5th chapter of Galatians, talks about the fruits of evil when we are following what he calls the flesh. He mentions, among other things, says it is obvious what proceeds from the flesh: lewd conduct, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, bickering, jealousy, outbursts of rage, selfish rivalry, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and such like. I warn you, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom. And then in verse 22, he says, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, chastity, purity, moderation, and self-control. Let us take each of these fruits and comment upon them. It does not mean that a person has to be aware of all of these fruits of the Spirit in order to know that one is authentically, spiritually progressing on the journey of faith. We could even say that the experience of any one of these fruits is an authentic sign that there is spiritual progress. But the more of these fruits that may be observed in a person, and particularly the more one can see some progress in one or the other of these fruits, the more certain one is that one is being led by the good Spirit, that one is progressing on the journey of faith. The first of these fruits is that of love, of charity. Jesus in the Gospel says, by this shall all people know that you are my disciples, by the love you have one for another. They will know we are Christians by our love. And so this is the most authentic and the most important sign of spiritual progress. Can we see progress in love? Now, there are, of course, three relationships of love: love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. But it is primarily the relationship of love of others where we should be able to observe progress if we are on our journey of faith. Do we love others more now than what we used to? In order to be able to judge whether there is spiritual progress, we must look at it from a rather long point of view. You do not necessarily see spiritual progress from day to day, or week to week, or even month to month. But rather, we look at it from the point of view of 1 year to the next year, or even 5 years, or perhaps 10 years. Do we love others more now than we did a year ago, or 5 years, or 10 years ago? Do we find ourselves making a greater effort to please others now than what we did last year or 5 years ago? Do we find ourselves thinking about how we can help others, what we can do to make others happy? Is our concern for the welfare of others more present in our life now than what it used to be? And again, look at it from the way it is now, from the way it was last year or even 2 or 3 or 5 years ago. The second sign of spiritual progress that St. Paul gives in the fruits of the Spirit is that of joy. Is there more joy in our life at the present time than what there used to be? I like to tie in this second fruit of joy with the third fruit of peace, because sometimes we are going through a very difficult period of life, of much suffering or pain or difficulty, so that we are not aware of actual joy. We're not rejoicing, but rather we are suffering. And so this particular fruit by itself can be misleading. Whereas if we tie it together with peace, peace is the tranquility of order, and particularly the inner peace, a sense that one is on the right road, that one is in a good relationship with God, that one has put God and God's will first in one's life. And this results in an inner peace, a peace that enables a person to go to bed at night and to sleep soundly, enables a person to carry out their duties of their state of life each day, even when they do not succeed, in a sense, to have an attitude of we win some and we lose some, a sense of humor, of not taking themselves too seriously, of accepting their limitations and the fact that they do not always succeed, that this does not result in a person being upset and seriously disturbed, but is able to accept this situation, whether it be good or not so good, whether it be successful or not successful, to accept it peacefully and without losing one's sleep or losing one's peace of soul, as we say. And then the next fruit of the Spirit is that of patience. This is usually a very clear sign of spiritual progress or lack of progress. Does one have more patience now with oneself, with others, and with God than what we used to have? And again, look at this over a period of a whole year or even several years. Are we more patient with others, accepting their limitations? Are we more tolerant now than what we used to be? Less judgmental, less vindictive, and less harsh in our treatment of others. Less upset when people do not turn out the way we expected or the way we wanted them. To be tolerant, to live and let live, to be patient with the foibles of others, but also patient with our own foibles, with our own failures. Are we patient with God when He does not do things the way we expected, the way we asked, the way we prayed for? Are we willing to wait for God to handle things in His own way and accept God's will when it happens to be different from what our will, what we wanted? Another clear sign of spiritual progress, if we look at this from the point of view of where we are now and where we were years ago, is that of gentleness. Are we more gentle with others? Gentle with people that we disagree with, people that are of a different persuasion, a different religion, a different way of looking at things than what we are? Are we gentle with people who have less energy than we have, who are not able to keep up with us in doing all the things we want to do? Generosity is another sign of spiritual progress. Are we more generous now in sharing our time, our money, our possessions, our energy with others? More willing to share what we have with others. Another sign is faithfulness. Are we more faithful now to our commitments? Our commitments to God, our commitments to others, our commitments to our work, to our family, to marriage, or whatever other state of life it might be. Are we more faithful in living up to our word and our promises, our commitments, than what we used to be? And then there are the two fruits of chastity and purity. Chastity is a particular manifestation of purity, a particular way by which we show that we have pure hearts in the area of sex. Are we more chaste? Are we able to handle the sexual drive better now than what we used to? Remember, we do not have to experience progress in all of these fruits. If we experience in even one or two of them, that is a sign of progress. So this whole matter of sexual drive and sexual temptations and sexual desires very often goes in cycles, in a certain rhythm. So perhaps at a particular time a soul will be tremendously tempted in regards to sex, but it does not mean that they are slipping back in their spiritual progress. Purity is a more general term. Are we more pure in our heart? Purity is really the same as simplicity or singleness of purpose. We have no other desire except God and God's will, or, I'll put it another way, no other desire except to love. That love is the part in our life that drives us in everything we do. How can I love God more? How can I love others more? How can I have a proper love of self? And then we can put together self-control and moderation. Do we have better self-discipline, self-control of our instincts, of the various drives within us, than what we used to? Do we practice more moderation, more balance? Do we avoid extremes now more than what we used to? Are we less fanatical, less of an extremist, more balanced, more in the middle, more moderate than what we used to be? And then St. Paul simply talks about goodness and kindness. Are we more kind and more? Can we say that, yes, we are a better person? Naturally, if we could say that, we know that we are spiritually progressing. Are we more compassionate, more considerate of the needs of others? So these fruits of the Holy Spirit are definitely clear ways by which we are able to know whether we are progressing on our journey of faith or whether we are falling back or regressing. We actually don't stay at the same place very long. We're either progressing or regressing. In addition to the fruits of the Holy Spirit, there are several other signs of spiritual progress that I would like to talk about and that a spiritual director can use to help the directee determine whether there is authentic spiritual progress. The first of them is a growing awareness of greater and more constant gratitude to God. Does gratitude become more and more a part of one's prayer life? When one is talking to God, is one primarily just thinking about petitions or contrition? Or do we find gratitude more and more taking possession of our thoughts whenever we turn to God in prayer? If there is a growing awareness of greater gratitude, do we say thanks be to God more now than what we used to? Then, if so, we are truly progressing on our journey of faith. Secondly, is there a growing awareness of greater trust in God? Do we trust God more now than what we used to? Is there less fear of God and greater confidence in God? Do we have greater expectations of God in a positive way? Do we have a more positive attitude toward God, toward ourselves, toward others, toward the future, toward the world than what we used to have? This is a sign of growing trust in God, and it is one of the most authentic and easiest to identify signs of spiritual progress. A third sign is that of a growing awareness of greater intimacy with Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ a closer friend to us now than what he used to be? Do we feel that we know him better? Do we feel that we have a good relationship of love? Do we talk to him? Do we listen to him? Do we love to go to the Gospels and listen to what he has to say? Are we able to transpose those words of the Gospel to our situation so that this intimacy with Jesus becomes deeper and deeper and more real, more alive than what it used to be? And then a fourth sign is that of a growing awareness of greater submission to God's will. Naturally, this is what the Beatitudes call meekness. Do we find that we are more willing to give up our will in order to follow what seems to be God's will than what we used to, so that we are centered totally, as far as possible, in the doing of God's will? Another sign of spiritual progress is in the area of prayer. Do we pray more now than what we used to? Is the thought of God more prevalent in our waking hours from the very first moment that we awaken until the last moment when we fall to sleep? Is the thought of God constant for the most part throughout the day, so that our whole life is centered in God? It's what Brother Lawrence calls the practice of the presence of God, so that we are talking to God or trying to listen to what God is saying to us constantly, more and more throughout the day. If this is true, then very clearly this is a sign of spiritual progress. And this is true even for those people who are struggling with this question of prayer, so that they don't feel that they are praying as well as what they used to, and yet if they have the desire, if the thought of God is there, if the effort to pray is there more than what it used to be, again, a clear sign of spiritual progress. Finally, how does one handle the crosses that are present in one's life? A sign of spiritual progress is when we are able to handle the cross of opposition, of persecution, of failure in the way that Jesus handles the cross in his life, if we can see that that is more and more Christ-like, then that is a very clear sign of spiritual progress. Do we accept these various crosses in our life as was described in the last conference in a peaceful, humble way, not running away from the cross, but accepting it, taking up our cross, as Jesus says, each day, and following Jesus, carrying it after the example of Jesus? If this is present in our life, it is one of the most authentic signs that we are progressing satisfactorily on the journey of faith. In explaining these signs of spiritual progress to the directee, the director should be very careful to point out that we are always looking at this from an overall point of view of at least a year or 5 years or longer. The directee should be warned against sudden conversions and radical changes of one's life that happen on the spur of the moment or because of some particular situation like a retreat or a curcio or some other deep spiritual experience. For the moment, yes, there is a radical change in one's life, and all of these signs of spiritual progress seem to be present. But this is not the real way to determine whether one is authentically progressing on the journey of faith. We need always to have such sudden conversions and radical changes to be confirmed by a persistent and steady progress over the course of several years. Then we know that one is truly progressing. Occasional failures, occasional mistakes, falling back in a particular situation, failing to live up to what we have made a resolution to do. This does not seriously interfere with spiritual progress, as long as we're able to rise above that and come back and try once again. It's that steady, constant, persistent efforts to grow. That's the thing that God wants more than anything else. This is the end of the conference.